This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. House of Representatives investigators continue their impeachment inquiry of President Donald Trump on Friday. The Intelligence Committee will hold a closed-door meeting with Inspector General Michael Atkinson. He initially labeled a whistleblower complaint about Trump's July phone call with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky of urgent concern. AP correspondent Matt Small reports that as the impeachment inquiry moves forward, the Trump administration is pushing back.
The White House counsel's office is preparing to send a letter as soon as today to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, formally objecting to the House impeachment investigation. According to a person familiar with the matter, the Trump administration is expected to say it won't cooperate because the probe began without a vote of the House.
That was the AP's Matt Small. Trump asked Zelensky to open a corruption probe into former Vice President Joe Biden and his son, who was on the board of a Ukrainian gas company. Biden is currently running for president. House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff warned President Trump in Thursday remarks.
Any effort the administration makes to obstruct our ability to get the facts on the president's effort to coerce Ukraine into helping his campaign will only add to the body of evidence on a potential article involving the obstruction of the lawful functions of Congress.
Earlier this week, Schiff vowed to subpoena the White House by week's end if administration officials refused to turn over documents related to the president's phone call. Iraqi security forces opened fire on an anti-government protesters gathering in Baghdad Friday for a fourth day of demonstrations against unemployment, poor public services, and corruption. No casualties have been reported. This is VOA News.